You're listening to SBS News.
It's another blustery day on the east coast of Scotland. Peter Bruce has been a fisherman here since age 16. He'd normally be guiding his boat across the rough waters of the North Sea. Instead, he's inspecting the hull of his vessel, unsure when he'll head out next. The pandemic and then Brexit have hit the industry hard. There were once 120 commercial fishing vessels registered in the town of Peterhead. Now there's around 30.
I mean, Boris Johnson in the highest levels of government came up to Peterhead and promised us so much, this new dawn for the fishing industry, and they have really let us down. So I feel very, very let down with them indeed.
Like many Scots, Peter's politics are complicated. His problem isn't with Brexit itself, he voted for it, but he dislikes the deal done with Europe. And while he backed Scottish independence in the 2014 referendum, he's not so keen now.
I mean, we're out of the EU now, and they are saying if we get independence, they're going to reapply to go back into Europe, and I wouldn't be in favour of that. So, I don't think I would be voting for independence under the terms they are speaking about.
The Conservatives are hoping to woo voters like Peter, who've soured on the idea of independence. Their campaign has been heavily focused on saving the union. Liam Kerr is a Conservative candidate hoping to be re-elected.
We are just coming back from an appalling pandemic, which has seen an awful lot of our citizens lose their lives, which is tragic. We are coming out of a Brexit transition. And what we really need to be focused on is not the Constitution. We need to be focused on moving on, rebuilding, recovering, strengthening our economy and moving forward positively into the future, not refighting the arguments of the past.
In the 2014 referendum, voters rejected independence by a comfortable margin. While support for an independent Scotland soared in the wake of Brexit, recent polls suggest enthusiasm has waned. When asked to pick the three most important issues facing Scotland, 54% said the economy, 48% health, just 20% mentioned independence. At a food bank in Aberdeen, several families are picking up their parcels of groceries. Over the last year, there has been a dramatic rise in the number of people asking for help. The wind down of the region's oil and gas industry and the pandemic has seen poverty soar. Dave coordinates the centre.
The pandemic has certainly led to what we've seen as a tripling of people who need emergency food parcels. We're also seeing a significant increase in people who need advice around about welfare and access and benefits.
While unionists argue the economic recovery should be the Scottish Government's sole focus, nationalists say there's no reason why independence can't be a priority too. Fatima Jolly is standing as a candidate for the Scottish National Party.
Now, it's not a matter of independence or recovery. It's independence for recovery, because we're in a situation where we can't make certain decisions that we would like to make because of the way the devolution settlement works. This so-called union of equals is not actually a union of equals. We're clearly at odds with Westminster. We're clearly moving in a different direction. So we want the opportunity to simply move in that direction.
Even if the SNP wins a big majority, there's no guarantee another independence referendum will actually take place. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has refused to grant consent for another public vote, saying the question has already been asked and answered for a generation.
I think that most people in Scotland, most people around the whole of the UK feel that this is not the time, as we're coming forwards out of a pandemic together, this is not the time to have a reckless and I think irresponsible second referendum.
SNP leader and current First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon, has rejected calls for a so-called wildcat referendum, one held without the approval of Westminster, but says Downing Street can't ignore the Scottish people forever.
People in Scotland vote for something. If there's a pro-referendum majority in that Scottish Parliament, then no politician of whatever stripe has any democratic right to stand in its way.
Bob Smith agrees. The businessman owns a popular record store in the centre of Aberdeen. While he says healthcare and education are his biggest priorities this election, he sees no reason why another independence vote shouldn't happen.
I see no harm in asking the question, and if the question is settled, then we can get back to dealing with what I think we should be dealing with. But we shouldn't be scared of a referendum. We should never be scared of asking people what their choice is.
The people's choice today will likely decide if they'll again be given the choice to break free from Britain. In Aberdeen, Ben Lewis, SBS News.